Okay, Parshas Drachim, this is Drush Shlishi. So we were talking about last time how to explain the psukim at the beginning of Vayechi, where it says that Yaakov says to Yosef, Hashem appeared to me, Beluz, and told me that I would have many children. And then he ends off by saying that Rachel died on the way, and I buried her not in Maris HaMachpelah, based on what Hashem said, and Rashi brings that he mentioned that because he knew Yosef might be upset that Rachel was not buried in Maris HaMachpelah, so he said, Hashem told me to do that. So the Parshas Drachim was trying to explain the connection between the first thing said and the last thing said. He said, Hashem appeared to me in Luz to tell me I will have a lot of kids, and I know you're upset about, you may be upset about Rachel not being in Maris HaMachpelah. What does one have to do with the other? So, we're giving another explanation about that. Now, just to remind you, we had talked about last time, that's important for what we're about to say now, that Yaakov Avinu was, Chazal say, was over Baal Ta'achar. He made a neder that he would, if he returned peacefully home, he would make Ebena Zosu Shef Santi Matseva, he would make a Matseva for Hashem when he gets home, B'Shafti B'Shalom B'Vesavi, when he would get home, he would make a Mizbeach to Hashem, which he did not do. He didn't do it in Sukkot. Now, that was before he got home, but it seems that Chazal, Hashem said he should have built it even before he got home, because the reason he made the neder was if Hashem would protect him from Yaakov and Esav, from Laban and Esav. And since Hashem had already protected him from Laban and Esav, he knew he was safe, he should have built the Mizbeach at that point. Since he did not, that was Baal Ta'acher. Okay, so the Medrash in Michlokosai, which we mentioned quickly at the end last time, brings a Machlokas Tanayim about what the punishment is for Baal Ta'acher, which is the punishment that Yaakov suffered. So Shmuel Bashaman says, someone who's Mishayas Nidro, delays bringing the Neder, comes to Gilei Arayis, as we see from Yaakov, because he was Mishayas Nidro, and therefore the issue happened with Dina. And the Rabbanan say, no, someone who's Mishayas Nidro is Kover Asishto, buries his wife, as the Chas Shalom, as it says, that's what happened to Yaakov, this pasuk in Vayechi, Vani Bevoi Mipadan Meisalai Rachel. So it's a Machlokes Tanaim, how Yaakov is punished for Baal Ta'achar, for being Mishayas Nidro, delaying bringing his nether. Was it the fact that the issue with Dina, or was it that Rachel died? So the Parashat Drachim says that Machlokes Tanaim is rooted in a Machlokes in Zvachim, Adav Chavtes, that brings the drasha of someone who's over Baal Ta'achar. There's a drasha of Oso, that it doesn't patzel the carbon. If someone brings a nether late, it doesn't make the carbon's no good. Oso below your tzavin, ma'acher nidro below your tzavin. Whatever, it's a drasha from the word Oso, that a ma'acher nidro, someone who brings his carbon late, the carbon is possible. The Gemara says, what do you mean? Don't I learn that from v'yabachea chet below b'karbancha chet? The Gemara says, no, b'cha chet teaches you not what you said, it teaches you v'lo b'ishtacha chet, that if someone is over Baal Ta'achir, their wife, nothing happens to their wife. That's b'cha chet v'lo b'ishtacha chet. That's that drasha. Because you might have thought that they should die, because Rav Elazar says, if a person doesn't bring their nedarim, then if a person doesn't fulfill their neder, their wife dies. So that pasuk teaches you that they don't die from Baal Ta'achir. Okay. So the Parashat Drachim says that's very good if you darshan Oso. So then to say that there's no problem with Baal Ta'achir, that the carbon can be accepted even if you're over Baal Ta'achir, then you have b'cha chet left over to teach you that a wife will not die from Baal Ta'achir. However, if you hold like Rebbe Lazar, who darshans other things from that pasuk, so then you need b'cha chet below b'karban chachet, and you have no drasha to say that a wife will not die from ichor haneder, and memele comes out, it's the same machlokas, that if you darshan Oso to say that Oso teaches you that your carbon will be accepted even though you're over Baal Ta'achir, then B'chachet will teach you a wife cannot die from Baal Ta'acher. Rebbe Lazar disagrees with that. He says a wife can die from Baal Ta'acher because he doesn't have that drasha. Okay, anyway, he brings it at length. That's why I mentioned it. But he's bringing that there is a machlokas here about whether a person's wife is at risk from them doing Baal Ta'acher. Okay, so now we get to what Yaakov was saying. Yaakov Avinu, Chazal seemed to say that he was over Baal Ta'acher. So now, if he was over Baal Ta'acher, if you hold that Baal Ta'achir can cause a person's wife to die, so then that would mean that perhaps Rachel dying was Yaakov's fault. And Yosef might be upset about that, because maybe Yosef learned, like Rav Elazar, that Baal Ta'acher can cause a wife to die. Okay, so maybe that's true. What's the response to that? So for that, we need to learn another piece. But before he gets that, he takes a little break there to explain a pasuk. And that is this drasha that says, Rabbi Nosson Amar Ba'avo Nedara Mesa Ishto Shaladam, Shnever Mein Lecha Lashalam Lelim Yikach Mishkavcha Mitachtecha. So it says if you cannot that, but because of nedarim, a person's wife will die. As it says, if you can't pay, lama yikach mishkavcha mitachtecha. Why should they take mishkavcha mitachtecha? Which the drasha is that they'll take the wife from under him. So the agavdik, again, I'm just saying it over because he writes it. So that's what we're doing here. So he wants the agav explain that pasuk not the way Chazal explained it, because he says Chazal allowed us to do that. Kepata shifos tzitzela. There's many ways to dash the pasuk. He says, you look in Mishlei, that Pasuk certainly seems to have nothing to do with Nadarim. So you want to say a different shot, which is the Pasuk before says, Al tehi b'toke kaf ba'arvim masos, yamein lecha. And then, right, that's the next Pasuk. The Pasuk before, in other words, is talking about being an Ariv on a loan, being a guarantor on a loan. And then the Pasuk after that says, why should they, yamein lecha l'shalem nami yikach mishkavcha mitachtecha, why should they take your mishkav from under you, which Pasuk shot is your bed. So he explains that there's a halacha by an arev. It's just fascinating. It's a halacha by an arev, right? We know by if somebody borrows money from somebody else, you have no right to go into their house to collect the loan. It's the pasuk says, "B'chutz tamod," right? You can't go inside the guy's house to get his stuff. That does not apply to an arev. An arev has no special heter that you can't go into his house. You can go into the arev's house to collect the loan. There's no lo savo beisul avoto avoto. So an Arev's in a much worse position in many, many ways. There's also a Mesadrin to an Arev. In other words, if a Lova guy can't pay, so you're taking all his stuff, you have to leave him with certain basics, like his bed. Arev does not have that nice little thing. If an Arev owns money, so, I'm sorry, if there's a loan owned and you're going to take from the Arev, so you can even take from, from his every last dime he has, including his bed. So he wants to say that that's exactly what the Pasuk meant. The Pasuk is saying that if you're going to be an Arev, as the Pasuk before says, so then you can, if you're going to be Barvim Masos, it's then you can, Emein Lecha L'Shalom Lama Yikach Mishkavcha Mitachtecha. They can even take your bed from under you, meaning they're going to come into your house and they're going to take your bed. That's how bad it is to be an Arev and Shlomo all over the place. It's very anti-Arvus or whatever. Speaking about why Arvus is bad. Okay, anyway, that's how he wants to explain that Pasuk. That is a total side point. Now, back to our regularly scheduled program over here. We were explaining that there's a machlokus about whether a person's wife can die from being ma'acher nidro. So, there's another Gemara that, to get to the answer of how Yaakov's responding that Rachel did, for sure didn't die because of his Icher Neder. This is another Gemara in Shabbos. And it's on Daf Lamed Beis Amud Beis. Gemara says that Rebbe says, B'ovo Nedarim Banim Meisim K'shem Ketanim, that because if someone doesn't keep their Neder, so then their children could die. It says, Al Titin Espich Alachti Espesarecha. Okay. So the Parshat Rechama says, it's the way he understands it, there's no machlokas over here whether a wife can die from Avon Nedarim or children can die from Avon Nedarim. They're each darshaning Rebbe and Reb Nosson have each brought their psukim about whether a wife dies from Nedarim, whether children die from Nedarim, Chas V'Shalom. So they don't like say, what does this one do with that guy's pasuk? In other words, he understands they agree with each other. Sometimes, if someone doesn't keep their neder, Hashem can go and take, kill their children can die, chas v'shalom, blow bar mitzvah, and sometimes their wife could die, chas v'shalom. It just depends, whatever Hashem decides. But avon nedarim can cause either or. It can either cause the children to die, or it can cause the wife to die. But the parashas drachim is mechadesh. One thing is for sure, even if you're going to do one, the other, you're not going to do one, it's not going to be matzliach. That is to say, even if you're going to say that Hashem decided he's not going to take this guy's kids, he's going to do something else, but he's for sure not going to make him, like, have tons of kids. That's for sure not going to happen. Meaning, let's say Hashem decides this guy, his wife's going to die. okay, but Hashem's not going to give him a haftacha. Oh, you're going to have tons of kids. Because if both can happen because of Avin Adarim, for sure he's not going to get a special haftacha from Hashem that he's going to have a ton of kids. Okay, so you see where this is going. So when Hashem appears to... I'm sorry, when Yaakov just tells Yosef, and he says, Hashem appeared to me and said, I'm going to have a lot of kids. And by the way, I know you're upset about Rachel dying and not being in Maaseh Machpelah. So again, if you want to see, the way he was explaining is, I know you might be upset about Rachel dying. What are you upset about? Till now he was explaining why he might have been upset that she wasn't buried in Maaseh Machpelah. According to this explanation, he was saying, maybe it'd be upset that she died at all because I was Ma'acher Nidro. And therefore, I caused her death. Maybe that's why you might be upset about that. So he wants you to know, Hashem promised me I'm going to have a lot of kids. Well, if Hashem promised me I'm going to have a lot of kids, so then that's not why she died. In other words, Yaakov saying, I hold halacha is not like Rav Elazar. I hold halacha is like the Rav Shmuel Bar Shaman. This Ichor Neder I had maybe caused Dina and that whole story, but didn't cause Rachel to die, because if Hashem promised me that I'm going to have tons of kids, and then it can't be that Ba'avon Baal Ta'acher, a wife will die. And that's what he was trying to tell him. If you think about it, that's pretty very highly creative, incredible Parshas Drachim about what the Pshat and those Pesukim are. Okay, and now he has another piece that's just unbelievable. Continuing on the same theme, explaining Yaakov's proof, because this whole thing is based on that Yaakov said, I can prove it to you that it's not your Rachel didn't die because of an Adarim, because Hashem promised me lots of children. So it must be that the halacha is like Shmuel Bar Shaman, that a wife can't die for this reason. He's got more. So he says we started this by talking about, and we've been talking forever since the beginning of this, about whether the Avos had a din of a Ben Noach or a din of a Yisrael. Okay, let's say they had a din of a Ben Noach. So if the Avos have a din of Ben Noach, a Ben Noach doesn't have a mitzvah of Bal Yach El Dvaro. There's no such thing. If a Ben Noach makes a neder and doesn't bring it on time, there's no Yisrael Bal Yach El Dvaro. And I won't go into it, but he brings many, many rayas from all different places that a Ben Noach is not mitzvah in Bal Ta'acher at all. Okay, so hold that thought. The Ramban says that the reason why Yaakov, the Ramban in Vayechi, in Perek Mem Ches Pasuk Zayin, the Ramban says here that the reason why Yaakov didn't bring Rachel to Maaseh Machpelah is because he would be Shelo Yevosh Me'avosav. He married two sisters, so he didn't want to have two sisters buried with him in Maaseh Machpelah Shelo Yevosh Me'avosav. So why did he bury Leah there? Because Leah was the one he married Beheter. Rachel, right? She was first. Rachel was the one who was Me'avosav, whatever the explanation is. He didn't want to be Yevosh Me'avosav, and therefore he didn't bury her there. Okay. He brings the Maharimt in his Drashos that says the same, basically the same thing. The Ramban also says in a place, and this is what Maharim says as well, that they didn't have to keep the Torah like a Yisrael outside of Eretz Yisrael, but inside of Eretz Yisrael, they did keep the Torah, and that's why Rachel died as soon as they got into Israel. So, but he asks a question. Why is the assumption here that Rachel was the one that was married Beheter, and Leah was the one... I'm sorry. Why is it assumed that Leah was the one that was married Beheter, and Rachel was the one that was married Beisser? The Kedushin was for Rachel, and Yaakov Avinu worked all those years for Rachel. So really, he was Mekudeshes to Rachel. So he married Rachel Beheter. Leah is the one that was married Beheter. Leah should have died. So he answers that Yaakov had a din of a Ben Noach. This is the Maharim. The answer is that Yaakov had a din of a Ben Noach. And a Ben Noach, there's no Kedushin with money. Kedushin is Bia alone. And the Bia was done with Leah. So therefore, since he had a din of a Ben Noach, therefore he was really married to Leah. Leah was the one he married Beisser, and that's why Rachel had to die. Okay, that's nice, but based on that, it has a certain kula too, as we just explained, that if the Avos had a din of a Ben, like he explained at the beginning of this drasha, if the Avos had a din of a Yisrael, let's say, so then it's possible that they would have been Nenash B'dinei Shemayim if they didn't keep the Torah. after they had said they would, or hadn't started doing it, or whatever. But certainly if they had a din of a ben noach, there's no way they could be punished if they didn't keep the Torah, even though they did keep the whole Torah. But if they had a din of a ben noach, it can't be they would be punished for not keeping it. Therefore, that's what he was telling her. Don't tell me, Yaakov's telling Yosef, don't say, oh, maybe Rachel died because I did Baal Ta'acher. Did you notice Rachel died right when we got into Israel? Well, right, Mesalai Rachel, why do you think that happened? Oh, because I was married to two sisters. We got back into Israel, and Leah was the one I married Beheter. Really? Leah was the one you married Beheter? Yeah, because I had a din of a ben Noach. So the Kedushin, the working for her was nothing. It was only the Bia that counted. That means I have a din of a ben Noach. If I had a din of a ben Noach, that means there's no Isser of Baal Ta'acher, in which case I couldn't have possibly been punished with Rachel dying because of the Isser of Baal Ta'acher. Therefore, Yosef, you should have no tainas on me. That's the Pesukim are saying. Unbelievable. Okay, we'll stop here.